welcome back to another Writers Wednesday episode. I am so excited to let you know that round two of March Madness voting ends today, Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. So be sure to have your votes in. It's been a really exciting battle of the books this year, with last year's champion still in the race for the 2024 championship. If you would like to participate, be sure to sign up for our newsletter at www.literaryscape.com/newsletter. You can jump in for round three and four, and if you vote for the championship book series on our last round of voting, then you will be entered to win You'll be entered for a chance to win that winning series. We have our first contemporary Christian suspense romance book discussion coming this Friday. This will be covering Lynn H. Blackburn's series, Dive Team Investigations, and it was a blast to read. Jamie and I had a great time discussing it. We're going to cover this series over the next 4 weeks and end with an inspirational, joy-packed interview with Lynn H. Blackburn. I just have to say, Jamie and I absolutely loved meeting Lynn and talking books with her, and I think you're going to enjoy that interview that's coming up in a few weeks. Our next author expert training will be on Thursday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Author Abby Downey will share how authors can leverage the power of flash fiction to grow their author platform. This class will not only give tips and tricks to make writing the shortest stories easier, but will also show you why you should try and how flash fiction can help your writing career and marketing efforts. The cost is $17 for non-HCR members, and it's free for our members. You can sign up with the link in this episode's blog post. And I will say, Abby has done a fantastic job writing flash fiction. And then she also works with a flash fiction company to do editing and things like that for them. So she is a wealth of knowledge on this topic. All right, if you would like to link arms with other historical Christian romance authors, consider becoming a member of HCRW for just $37 a month. Our writers group provides training, support, and a network for authors of historical Christian romance. It is the only one of its kind, as it focuses on just historical Christian romance. You can learn more and become a member by clicking the button in below this post in the blog post for this episode. All right, enough with the announcements. Let's dive in to this week's Writers Wednesday episode. Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. So what has the journey as an indie published author been like for you?
It's been a lot of up and down, but mostly it's been a wonderful experience. I did start out in a mid-sized traditional publishing company. Okay. And then tipped my toe into the water of indie publishing. And then I went back and forth for a little while, but I am absolutely in love with indie publishing. And I ended up getting my rights back from the publisher. Wonderful publisher, wonderful to work with. It was nothing to do with my negative experience. It was all about the creatively freeing experience of doing indie. And it is hard work. There is an amount of creative control that you hand over to the publisher when you are working with a publisher, no matter how great your publisher is. But with cover art and like who gets the last input, like if I didn't like the cover, but the publisher did, who gets the last say? All that's in your contract. But there is more of a creatively collaborative process with the artist, the cover artist, the editor, those kind of things as an indie. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit of a balance to say, I want it this way, but I respect that you're the expert in this area, but it is a little bit of an up and down, a little bit of a dance. But the hard work of being an indie is all about the fact that you're the decision maker, the budgeter, the formatter, the marketer, the captain of the ship, and all of these things. So yeah. You wear a lot of hats, but you definitely have the most say and the last say. So those things are great.
Yeah. What are three things you now know about the writing industry that you wished you knew at the beginning of your writing career?
Well, when I started writing, I really thought there was only the one way to get published. You get an agent, you get a publisher, those kind of things. I heard a writing coach once say that there are many roads to Oz. The yellow brick road is just the most popular. Mm-hmm. So there are many ways to get published. There you can do like trad or indie or a smaller publisher or a combination thereof. And I wish I had realized that at the beginning. I really wish I would have known that I would always be learning and growing as a writer. When I first started out, I was just in my little cave writing, you know, and then when I got a publishing deal, then I started going to conferences, which it would have been nice if that was the other way around, mm-hmm. but started going to conferences and really reading a lot of books on the craft of writing and learning so, so much. And I had never known that it would be a lifelong learning process, but one that I love. Mm-hmm. And the third thing I would say is how important networking is in this business. And it's a fun thing to do, to go to conferences and meet other writers. And you never know if this connection that you make at the dinner table is going to lead to an opportunity down the road. Mm-hmm. You just never know.
Yeah, that is really great advice. So I have my writers group that I run, and I'm constantly talking about connect. It's the best thing you can do before you even have a book ready to go out.
Yes.
Because then you have this whole team that's there ready to support you when you do launch mm-hmm. a book. So plus it's so great to just connect and talk, you know,
just share like-minded. Ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what are your top three go-to resources when you're working on a novel?
Well, I have put together from hard work a plotting workbook that I utilize every time I go to plan a novel, which is interesting for me to say that because I started out as a pure pantser, writing by the seat of my pants, no outline, no plan, just sitting down and letting it come. And over time, I discovered that if I would spend more time with my characters, developing them ahead of time, that it would really make them more three-dimensional for myself and for the reader. And I do just a little bit of plotting as well, but that plotting workbook is available on my website. I love it. But I also really like Jenny Nash's Inside Outline. I think the book where she talks about it is called Blueprint of a Novel or something like that, but it's her Inside Outline. If you were going to Google something, I would Google Jenny Nash's Inside Outline. What it does is it pairs the plot point with the inner story, the emotional, like, why is that? How does that plot point affect the character? Why does it make them want to make this decision? So mm-hmm. everywhere along the way, you have a plot point. You're doing this emotional arc alongside it. So you're making sure you get the inner journey and the outer journey at the same time. And then I could never, ever do this without Scrivener. I love Scrivener. Mm-hmm. It is a writing software. It's built for writers. It's built for plotting. It's built for having all your research, all your writing, all your character stuff in one place. And I hated to do this, but I have to add one more.
Okay.
Susan May Warren's SEQ or Story Equation. It's a book and it's a method that she uses to help you really dig down deep inside the character and what formative thing happened to them that has given them this lie or this wound that they carry into the story. Mm-hmm. And so those four things are absolutely vital for me.
Those are great. I haven't tried Scrivener yet. I've been a little nervous. I have like an Excel spreadsheet I work off of, but it would, I think the way people describe it, Scrivener would lay it out a lot nicer than a spreadsheet. So,
Yeah,
and I do love your plotting notebook. I at work
all good.
have that.
Good, good.
What is your top recommendation for aspiring authors as they work toward becoming a published author?
I would absolutely say recognize that it's going to be a learning process. I think it was Ernest Hemingway that said we are all apprentices of a craft that we will never master. So things like going to conferences, taking online classes, listening to podcasts, reading craft books, learn, 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 and start building your audience now. You mentioned that already. It's a good idea to start building your platform and connecting with your audience. Even while you're writing that first book, establish a website, start a blog about things that are connected to your book. But always, always, always get a newsletter going. Even if you only have two or three subscribers, start building. You've got to start somewhere and believe in yourself. That was something that was really hard for me. But I, looking back, I do wish that I had had a little bit more faith in what God had called me to, because if you don't, nobody else will. They won't see your passion. They won't pick up on it if you don't really truly believe that you're meant to be doing what you're doing and that your story is worth telling.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.